Hey, what's up, everybody? It is right inside the 2 o'clock hour here on this beautiful Monday in the city of Muskegon, and it's time for Making Moves Monday right here on 103.7. I am your host, Jen Ross. I want to welcome y'all to the week. First shout out, you know, everybody, if you didn't know, I turned 44 yesterday. So shout out everybody that came out and celebrated with me this weekend. At the Hideout, we had a really good time. I'm pretty sure I had a good time. but thanks everybody, you know, for all the well wishes. I really, really, really appreciate it. We got to get into what's coming up, y'all. We got Kaya's the Us Cafe Block Party happening on May 28th. And do you want to know if there's still time for you to come in as a vendor? Absolutely. So you can go to the event page and register there. The cost is, I believe, $25 for merchandise, $50 if you're selling food. You must be licensed to do so. And then resource partners are free. So as long as you're not selling anything, if it's just resource, general information, that is free for you, because we definitely want to get the word out about whatever you have going on. And then coming up in June, we have the Juneteenth celebration, y'all. That is happening June 17th, 18th, and 19th, right at Mona Lake, Muskegon Heights' very own Mona Lake. 17th kicks off with the Muskegon Rotary Club annual community mixer at 5 o'clock. Out at Mona Lake, and that is a community event. Bring the kids, bring the grandkids, come out, you know, with your lawn chairs. There's picnic tables out there. They do provide some food and kids games and activities, and you know, that's just a good time. And Rotary is all about giving back to the community, so this is one way that they do that. Then on that, we also just booked a band too for that Friday. So if you attended By Black Weekend last year, I had a reggae band from Chicago, Fada and the Machine, and they are coming back for the annual Rotary Mixer this year. So, like I said, that's going to be June 17th at 5 o'clock, right out at Mona Lake, and we'll be out there for a couple hours kicking it. And then that Saturday at 5 o'clock, we'll have a business owners mixer. The community is also invited to that. Come out and network, meet and greet. And we also, I just got with Kamasi Mack, aka Kaizen Kabir, about open mic that night as well. So we'll have a poetry event that evening at Mona Lake, also a business mixer. So make sure you come on out and support that. And then Sunday, June 19th, which is the actual Juneteenth celebration day, a whole line of events happening at Mona Lake that day, starting at noon. Resource tables, vendors, food, fun. Again, that's a community event. Live entertainment starting later that afternoon. And of course, the fireworks display at dusk. So want to make sure y'all know what's going on, right? You can't never say it ain't nothing to do, because I'm going to give you something to do. All right. So let's get into the show today, y'all. I got my guest with me today, Mr. Will Roberson, CEO of Shoreline Staffing, and Darius Mitchell, COO of Shoreline Staffing. For those that don't know, congratulations, Darius.
Thank you. Thank you.
On becoming COO at Shoreline. And congratulations, Will, you know, for getting that help in there.
For sure, for sure.
Yeah,
so I'm only as good as my team.
Right, there you go. So what you guys got coming up? I know it's a huge hiring event. I can't act like I don't know, y'all. I work at Shoreline too.
So. I was gonna say, hey, I'm gonna go along.
Surprise, but no, I work there too, part time. So when he says it's really a team and you know a family effort, like that's really what's going on there. So. Everybody cool. I mean, it's really a cool place to work. So, absolutely. And it's working, you know what
it's
I'm saying?
Working,
like
working.
We putting people to work every day.
Absolutely.
And need more. Right.
Many more.
So with that being said, go ahead and tell them about the event.
Go ahead, Mr. COO.
All right. I appreciate that. Well, first again, Jen, thank you for the shouts out. Thank you for having us on the show. And things are definitely moving here at Shoreline Staffing. So to your last statement, we are having a community appreciation / hiring event on the 26th of this month, in addition to different things that we have going on. But we wanted to specifically tell the community thank you for all of the support over the past 2 years, as well as all of the support that I've been given in the new position and just all the goodwill that has been thrown me and Will's way. We definitely appreciate that. You know, workforce development right now is a very great place to be in, but you're going to work hard.
For sure.
Obviously, Jen, you see it every day. Mm-hmm. You know, Mondays, the phone is ringing. People are coming through the door, so they want to work. But on the 26th of this month, we got blessings from Kim and Andy Sims. So I just want to say thank you to them. Anytime I call, want to use the space, they always accommodate us. So thank
you. Absolutely.
But we will be having a community appreciation / hiring event on the 26th. We will be closing down the office at our location here on Sheffield, 3036 Sheffield and Northern Shores. And we're going to be working remotely from Mahalis, which is located in downtown Muskegon Heights. And what we want to do is we want to tell the community thank you on one hand. So we will be serving light refreshments, some hot dogs, some chips, and some juice. So make sure you come on in if mm-hmm. you're looking for a job or not. But specifically, we will be having one of our featured employer hire events, and that's with Mobex Global, which is located in Fruitport. We've been recruiting for them for almost a week now. It's going well. It's a great mm-hmm. place to work. But what we want the community to have a chance, our community to have a chance, to get some of these jobs and these employment opportunities.
Good paying ones.
Circumstances. So we're not talking a couple of dollars here. We're talking about money that can change your situation.
Yes.
But we have the right position for the right candidate.
Yes. So that is the motto.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, our reputation is at stake as well. So we want to make sure that we're putting the best foot forward, which means that we're going to put the best applicants for these positions. So far, it's been going well. We have a long way to go, so we're asking everyone to come out and see us. If it's not you, bring a friend, bring a family member, or that brother or cousin or son that you know that needs some employment. Our thing is retention, so we're not looking just for warm bodies. This is a development opportunity. So even if it doesn't work out the first time, we'll hang in there with you. But at the same time, you must understand, for us, it's business. So we're going to ask you questions. You know, we're going to vet the candidates for these positions. But so far, so good. We're asking everyone to come out. This will be just the first of many employer sponsored or highlighted events that we'll have. So we're going to be specifically recruiting for Mobex. However, still come down if you're not interested in Mobex and just register. We have plenty of opportunities coming. I don't want to steal all the fire. I'll let the CEO speak on some of those things. But Shoreline Staffing is moving in the right direction. Absolutely. And we want to make sure, again, that we celebrate and share our success with the community. So if it's not about a job, again, come get a hot dog. Just come down and talk to us. We just want to be guys that are in the community. We come from this community. We love this community. And we want this community to do well.
Wonderful. Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So, you know, we got a lot of scholars coming home for the summer. Kids graduating need something to do, you know, before they, head off to college or whatever they're going to do this fall. Will, what are the opportunities available for them?
Yeah, absolutely. We want to Idle Minds is the devil's playground. You know what they say. So we want to keep them busy, not the white man out of trouble. So we do have some weekend opportunities. We have some part-time opportunities. All they got to do is come get registered, and we can discuss those with them. But, we putting them to work too, man. We want the whole community working, you know.
Absolutely. Right. and like you said, Darius, you know, like having a good-paying job, that's a game changer. You know what I'm saying? You know, they say most Americans are two paychecks away from – you know, being broke, basically. Yeah.
And so, on top of that, there's a correlation between crime and lack of opportunity.
Absolutely.
People just in the streets doing nothing, eventually you're gonna get in trouble. You know, yeah. So we're gonna do what we gotta do to make some money. We just want to do it the legit way, man. Because if you only go broke for so long, and then you're gonna do something that you shouldn't be doing if you can't find, you know, the right opportunity. So we want to remove that stigma, man, and put them to work. That's what we're here for. And just let me add that I made a great decision to hire or not partner with. Let me be clear about that. He is not an employee. He is an owner as well. Partner with Mr. Darius Mitchell, man. It was one of the best moves I could have made. So I appreciate you, everything you brought to the table, my brother.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
Oh, that's so cute. It's so much love. So, again, y'all, listen, the opportunities are there. All you have to do is do your due diligence and put in the work and apply and want to go to work. What are some of the, I know, you know, we offer transportation. Let's speak a little bit about that, too. And child care. I mean, we can hook you up. We have resources.
Absolutely. I'm like Darius said, we workplace development. It's not a temporary thing. Every company that we partner with is a temp to perm opportunity. So people need to go into those positions knowing that it's like a job interview for 45 days.
Absolutely.
That out. We only hold you for 45 days. It's not going to be 6 months, 90 days. After 45 days, they're free to hire you in. So it's like on the job training. They're watching you. They're watching your attendance. They're watching your work ethic. So you want to go in and like, okay, I got this job already, which is technically you do. So everything we do, said it's our temp to perm, man. Opportunities are there. We just got to make sure that you're ready to go to work because we're going to bat for you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So just to go with what you were just talking about, we remove obstacles. That's what we do. We're retention focused. So any obstacle they may be facing. I'm a former caseworker, so I know the organizations. I know what's out there. I know what help is available. So we will connect you with the right people. I don't care if it's drug addiction, homelessness, whatever is preventing you from getting to work every day. We're going to help you remove those obstacles. We're not going to do the work for you. You got to do some work, too. But we're going to help you remove those obstacles and get to work, for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. And if I may add, Jennifer, before you go ahead,
go ahead.
As Will stated, we understand that our unique population, they may have had challenges. So obviously, you know, right now we can't hire for everything, given some of your past mistakes. But come see us for yourself. I would have to say this is probably one of the best times if you have been in that space where you have had challenges and couldn't get a job. The labor market is so thirsty.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Just for bodies. Right. Mm-hmm. So, again, that's their stance. So they've already assured us that, hey, bring these things to us and we'll try to work with them the best that we can. So don't listen to anyone else. Don't let anyone discourage you. Don't listen to yourself if you're saying no one will hire me. There are people right now that are willing to hire you in most cases, given what that record may suggest. The thing that we keep hearing back is, what has that person done since those mistakes?
Right.
So as Will said, we're not going to do the work for you, but we'll work with you to remove those barriers. Just be transparent, open, and honest with us. And as Will said, be ready to work. This is a situation where you've been placed in, where for many years you didn't have the opportunity to even seek employment, given some of the disparities and different things of that nature, or just the labor market in general. I don't want to get too much in a geopolitical conversation, but overall, we just understand that it's been tough in those markets for different reasons other than your background. Now, this is the time where they're looking to forgive some of those things. Not only just from work-wise, the state itself is holding expungement clinics, things of that nature. They're better understanding now that those challenges, to Will's point, are a big reason why we're seeing spikes in different areas. And now they're starting to make that correlation of, these things go back to two of the fundamental things that everyone wants. I want to be able to go to work every day, to take care of my family. Mm-hmm. And I also want a home. So if I have employment, after I secure that employment and I'm working consistently, the obvious next thing it is for me to look at is my housing. So they're understanding that we have opportunities to help you remove those barriers. Even in the housing space, we have plenty of connections, things of that nature to help you overcome those barriers as well. So again, don't take anyone else's word for it. You've been discouraged yourself for too long. Come see us. come talk to the professionals. That's why we're here, and let us help you remove those things.
Yes, absolutely. You know, and also to that point too, make sure that you're coming prepared.
Absolutely.
You know, we get a lot of people that come in and, you know, I'm like, hey, do you have two forms of ID with you? Well, what you mean? You coming to get a job. Right. So come prepared. So yes, bring those two forms of ID with you. If you have a resume, bring that as well. If you need help creating one, let us know that as well. Like, he, you know, both the gentlemen said, you know, the resources are there, they're available, and we want to see you out in the workforce and just doing what's good for you.
Absolutely. Go ahead, Will.
Yeah, and just to piggyback on that a little bit, Jen, come dressed like you're looking for a job.
Amen.
Don't come in. I hate I have to say this. Don't come in with pajamas and bonnets on, you know, and your pants down your butt, man. We're not going to, the other agencies might kick you to the curb. We're going to tell you, we're going to have that conversation with you, let you know that you're coming in correct. Okay, let's go home and try it again. You know,
sure.
Some people get offended by it, but a lot of people appreciate it because I found that we hold people accountable for things they don't realize they're being held accountable to.
Absolutely.
So sometimes they don't think there's nothing wrong with them coming looking for a job with pajamas on until someone takes the time out to pull them to the side, not embarrass them, pull them to the side and have that conversation with them.
Right. Yep. Look, the phone ringing right now. Somebody listen.
Yeah, come on. We need you, Jim. We need you.
Yeah. So that's what's up. So yeah, like they said, you know, come ready and come looking like, you know, you want to walk out with a job that day. And that's, you know, one of Will's philosophies is if you stop in, he wants to see you, you know, either going somewhere or, you know, got an interview scheduled or a walkthrough scheduled. You know, the process is not like, you know, you come in and we send you to work that night. Sometimes that happens.
Sure.
But, you know, there is a process to it as well. So, like they said, come in and just be ready and, you know, look like you want to be there.
Absolutely, Jen.
And the phone etiquette too. Like,
please put them in your pocket. You see, put them in your pocket. Leave it in the car. That's even better.
Yes.
Yes. So, yeah. So again, hiring event next week. Go ahead and give the details again. And even if you can't make it, then you could always just stop into the office, open 8 to 4:30 Monday through Friday. Or give a call. You know, I can give you directions or instructions over the phone on how to get started. So, but again, this hiring event, y'all. This company needs people bad.
Like, listen, like 50 to 60 individuals, and some people might not even make it the 45 days. I mean, if you show the work ethic. So just to your point and to Will's point, we had some people not receive the next step opportunity simply because they didn't show well just getting a tour.
Right.
So we don't need to mention any names. It's just to press upon you that people are watching you from the word go. These employers, yep, they need people, but they've also been used to the space where people come in and they just come any kind of way and it doesn't work out. So I come from operations and manufacturing, and retention is a lot cheaper, than retraining. Yes,
than retraining. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So
what they don't want to do is bring people in, get them in these core spots. They're already behind in shipping and receiving or delivery or those things that you measure. So the last thing that they need is someone to come in. They spend that time and that energy and those resources. They pour into them. They work a day or two and they never come back. That's about one of the most frustrating you can have as far as if you're working in HR or operations, that personnel issue. And then for us, it doesn't look well. And what we don't want to do is overextend ourselves, put trust in you when you're not ready. And that sullies our name in the community. In this space, what we do, our name is gold. So when they see our name, when they hear our name, that integrity, that respect, that courtesy that they're expecting from us, then that's what we need to make sure that when we send you out to these places, that you're a reflection of that. So be prepared in that space, be ready to work, be interested in, listen, again, these are opportunities that can change your life.
And be upfront, you know, if you don't think that this is something that you can handle, if the opportunity that's presented to you is something that you think is out of your range or out of your reach, be upfront about that. Don't, you know, just take it like, oh, I got to go to work. You know what I'm saying? And then you know, you get in there and they, you know, working you more days than you thought or more hours than you thought or whatever. And now it's too much for you. So just be honest and upfront.
Absolutely.
About it.
Definitely. Yeah.
Definitely. All right. So again, hiring event next Thursday at Mahali, located right close to the corner of Peck and Broadway.
Yep.
I forget the exact address, but the you'll see that we'll be sharing the information in the poster. Mm-hmm. Come prepared, y'all. What would they need to bring with them?
Two forms of ID. Well, first off, the attitude that's ready and willing to work, first and foremost, because mm-hmm. these are real opportunities and we're not wasting our time. We're not going to waste your time. Two forms of ID, a resume. Shout out to DeAndra Pentecost, PZ. She has a wonderful company.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Precision Writings. I hope I'm saying that properly.
Precise Writings.
Precise Writings. Thank you. So look her up. If you don't have a resume, she can definitely help you with that. Support our minority-owned women, Black businesses, please.
Yes.
Also in that, they don't have to wait, Jen, until the hiring event to register.
Right.
They can go right to our website, www.shorelinestaffing.com. They can click on HR Center, and they can register that way. So when they see us, it's more efficient. We can look right into the system. We can see their names, or we can tell them exactly what they need before they come see us. Or they can go ahead, as you said earlier, and get themselves in queue so they can possibly be working somewhere even before the 26th.
Yes. Yep. You know, like Will said before, don't let, you know, your circumstances hinder you from a good opportunity. If you need transportation, we have transportation services that are able to get you to and from work. If you need childcare, there's a resource for that as well. So, don't let, you know, these things hinder you. Like they said, just come and be, you know, ready and willing to go to work.
Absolutely.
Go to work.
Absolutely. We got the jobs, man. We need our community to have access to those. We want y'all to be prepared, come ready to work. Like Darius said, with a good attitude and open-minded. And if there is something, an obstacle in your way, we ain't gonna front you off. I mean, pull it to the side, come in the office. I have meetings with people all the time. Sit down, let's have a conversation. And then I'll get that ball rolling. You don't even have to move right now. I'll get it rolling and get you pointed in the right direction. And MOBEX is a great opportunity, man. I mean, we're talking about finishing and inspections making $16.50 an hour. Machine operators making $19.50 an hour.
$19.
Crazy overtime. They're working 7 days a week. So you're getting 30 hours of overtime a week, you know. So it's a great opportunity.
Listen, when I heard that, I was like,
listen,
what am I doing with my life?
Excuse me.
Excuse me. Yeah. But no, I have some great opportunities, so I ain't tripping. Plus, I mean, 7 days a week, like you said, though. I mean, it's available. It's available. All that overtime, like, that's a game changer.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And they also have weekend only positions as well. So, even if it's something that you have a full-time job and you're looking for some extra money that you're going to hold down the job and you can work the weekends, you know, for years, you know, we saw our mothers and fathers or aunts and uncles have that side hustle on the weekends to help, especially around Christmas time or different things.
Yes.
How many people, auntie or uncle worked at Sears or JCPenney's during the holiday time to get that? Me as well, my aunt Jimmy worked there all the time. So definitely they have plenty of opportunities. No need to beat a dead horse. Just come see us. Just be open and transparent. And even if the situation doesn't work well for you now, we're not giving up on you. Again, as Will said so eloquently, it's a process. We want to make sure that when you go forward, you put the best foot forward to have the best opportunity for long-term employment. We're not even dealing with employers if they don't understand the unique challenges of the people that we have, because it wouldn't even make sense to work with them or have them be business partners if they don't understand the unique challenges of our demographic or our culture. So we got that part. Come to see the professionals. Don't take your own word for it. Don't take your friend's word for it. Come talk to us. Your situation might not be as bad as you think it is.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you guys. So anything you want to add? Any updates on Brown Sugar, Will?
Woo!
The people want to know.
I just say we working. We working. I know y'all don't see no movement. You don't see no movement right now, but that doesn't mean no work is not being done, because we're definitely working. And it's coming. I know people probably think, I thought Pride Six was going to be over Juneteenth. Yeah, it's still coming. It's just a process, man. Everything takes time, especially when you're dealing with the government, man. You know, you got to have your ducks in a row. So we're working. It's coming. We hopefully we open by this fall, man. That's the goal. That's the goal.
Good. Yeah, a lot of people been asking. So y'all, listen, you know, a nice adult, relaxing atmosphere. Good food, good beverages, you know, maybe smoke a stogie on the patio outside. You know, everybody into these cigars now. We met a black cigar business owner from Saugatuck. So it's going to be some stuff coming up this summer, man. That's all I can say. Kaya was on here a couple weeks ago, and we you know, went into it a little bit, but it's some grown-up stuff coming up.
We outside, y'all. We outside.
We outside.
Hey, Jen. Shout out to Danny Lane as well. He's going to grill the hot dogs and things of that nature for us. So shout out to my cousin Danny.
Anytime Danny been working.
Oh, listen. Look on Facebook right now. You'll see him, Danny Lane. He probably got some catfish or something somewhere.
He probably do. He's going to be at the block party as well. Wonderful. As well as Juneteenth.
That's what's up.
Yeah, I called him about 2 weeks ago and I was like, hey, I don't see your name on the list. What's up? He was like, man, Jen, you know, anything you doing, I'm doing too.
That's what's up.
Gotta support our own, man.
Let me just say too, that even if you're not looking for a job, we're still going to be out there. It's a customer, a community appreciation event as well going on. So just stop in and say hi. Grab your burger, a hot dog or something, and just kick it with us for a minute. You don't have to be looking for work. It's not for only people that's looking for work.
That's right.
We appreciate our community. We want everybody to come out.
That's right.
All right. Y'all heard it here first, folks. So next Thursday, the 26th, correct?
Yep. Yes. All right. Offices will be closed. So everyone will be working on location.
We are relocating for the day.
To Mahali,
For customer appreciation, community appreciation, but also, you know, for people who need to find some employment.
We're coming to the people.
There you go.
Bring a friend.
All right. Listen.
And we got a couple of raffles we're going to give away, too, for people. We're going to pick randomly some gas cards. Again, just to say thank you. I mean, we appreciate this.
Everybody could use a gas card right now.
Listen. I could use a gas card.
Listen.
We take premium.
Hey, I quit doing that premium stuff a long time ago.
Listen.
That I ain't got no choice.
This morning hurt my soul.
Man, who are you telling these big old trucks? Who told me to do that? Who told me to buy that big old truck? 8 years ago. That thing, my baby rolling though, so... Kinda. She a little sick today, but she'll be all right.
Not sick.
She a little sick, you know. But yeah, okay, thanks guys. I appreciate it so much. Thank you for taking the time out.
Yeah, we appreciate you.
Again, 3036, right? Is that the address to the office? Mm-hmm. 3036 Suite C on Sheffield over in Norton Shores, right behind Mr. Scribbs. That street behind Mr. Scribbs, don't nobody really hardly go down. That's us. That's where we at. come see us. Make sure you bring two forms of ID. Come in looking like you ready to go to work. And
a resume if you have one. And if you don't, we'll set you up with Peasy. We'll get you a resume.
Yeah, again, shout out to Peasy, man. She did my resume a couple weeks ago, and I was like, who is this girl?
Who is this person?
Absolutely.
Or, again, go pre-register now, www.shorelinestaffing.com. Mm-hmm. Hit the HR center, click register. That way you can get that out of the way.
Yeah, and make sure after you do that, you give us a call, because there's another process to that, and we have to send that to you. So, make sure you register first. Give us a call at the office so we can send you the other information and get you in the system.
Perfect.
And ready to rock, man. Y'all better get these jobs.
Absolutely.
Opportunity is knocking.
Yes, it is. And we're going to open the door. All right. Well, thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Thanks for taking the time out to be on with me today. I appreciate it.
No doubt.
All right. See y'all in the morning.
No.
All right, everybody. That is the show for today. Thank you again to Darius Mitchell and Will Roberson over at Shoreline Staffing, the COO and CEO of Shoreline Staffing. They got the jobs, man. Y'all just got to come get them. Bring two forms of ID. Come on to the office. and, you know, let's see what we could do for you. So that's my show for today. I'm going to have more information about Juneteenth next week. Again, if you still want to register for the block party, you can do that. Just go to the Facebook page for the Us Cafe Block Party, and the registration link is there, as well as the pay information. So same thing with Juneteenth. If you want to register to be a vendor for Juneteenth, the vendors will only be set up on that Sunday. The time is going to be 12 to 6, but you can stay longer. There'll be bands playing. You can stay, you know, set up as long as you want to, for real. You know, but the fireworks will start at dusk. So looking forward to having a great summer, y'all. We outside, okay? All right. So that is the show for today. Again, thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Coming up inside at 3 o'clock hours, the afternoon jams with PA. Y'all keep it locked right here, 103.7 The Beat.